The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob. I am in studio this morning with Jop.
Good morning, Bob, and a beautiful blonde.
Hey, I'm telling your wife you said that.
You know what?
She's kind of cute, though.
Yeah, Shasta DeLong Shasta DeLong's here from the Old World Olive Press, and she was only going to do the last segment with us, but we didn't get to everything that we wanted to talk to with her about, so we asked her to hang out, and she was nice enough to do that. But
she's got a lot of good little secrets on when and when not to use balsamic, oils, flavorings. I mean, these are little key ingredients that make for the great experience, and that's what we want to bring you. It's just better grilling experience.
Right. So let's talk about the health benefits of the olive oil and the balsamics.
Yeah, you know, they're very overlooked, and it's been one of those things as of recently that people are starting to key into. Olive oil especially, kind of the buzzword is polyphenols, and those are really your antioxidants and your vitamins. And the higher, typically, the polyphenol count in an olive oil, the more the vitamin content is going to be. We carry one right now specifically that's about a 600 polyphenol count, which is just off the charts. It's absolutely unheard of. And the key to that is getting it from the tree, crushing it, all those key variables on how it's produced and manufactured to get it to us.
And what is the benefit? Does it cut your cholesterol? What does it do for you?
It's going to cut your cholesterol. It's also going to help lower your blood pressure. It helps to fight against cancer, breast disease in women, colon cancer. It's also good for your skin. You mentioned a few techniques, which... Yeah. Gosh, I had never heard of, but we can't talk about those on the air.
That was the olive oil massage that Bob was talking about.
Right.
He said, don't mix it with the vinegar, though, because the vinegar stings.
Right. Your skin is beautiful if you use it on your skin.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a ton of health benefits.
Mm-hmm. I'm 53. I'm really trying to eat
Are you
healthy.
Asking me to disclose my age? Because
No. I'm sure you're, okay. 20 years younger than
me,
at least.
Wow. You know, my birthday's Friday.
Is it really?
It is.
Fantastic.
It's a very monumental birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
30?
So you're hitting the big 30?
40.
Wow, okay. Gosh. Well, we got that out of her.
You don't look a day over 39.
Thank you.
Well, Shasta, the other thing that I wanted to ask you about is when we come into your store there in Rockford, and right in downtown Rockford, there's only one stoplight. You can't miss it. Pull up stoplight, look to the left. She's right there. But you have so many great people in the store that can help. If you just come in with an idea, like I did, I didn't know anything about vinegars and oils, but it intrigued me. Walked in, you got some very knowledgeable help, and just tell them what you want to do. They got recipe cards on the wall. It's a very, very accommodating place.
You know, it is. And in fact, I was told all about the day you came in, actually a couple of days. I heard those stories. So they did have a few things to say about you.
Oh, and she still
Most
came.
Most of them were good.
Sweet. Sweet.
But I can tell you, yeah.
That's a common reaction. He's used to that.
Yeah, I imagine.
It makes a big splash.
I imagine.
It's kind of a big deal.
Well, you know, the staff that we have, we put them through somewhat of a process so that when a customer comes in like yourself that says, I want to cook a tenderloin tonight, or I want to cook mushrooms, or I want a great salad, we can direct you based on what your palate is and to the products that are going to best suit your needs.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, stick around. We're going to talk to a cowboy on the line here, and he's going to tell us about some baked beans that I am making. And as soon as I get home, I've got briskets on the smoker right now. But right now, we are going to Oregon to talk to Rob Russell. Mr. Russell, how are you this morning?
We're going to have to get back with Rob because we're having a little technical difficulty here.
Okay.
But anyway.
I never thought we could have such a great conversation about balsamics, though. I love balsamics. I use them all the time. I actually buy the reductions, and there are just a myriad. Do you sell the reductions, too?
We have. We can
there
get them
are
as well.
A myriad of reductions, and they're phenomenal.
But D&W
has a nice... Really nice.
They do. You can reduce almost all of these.
Oh, really?
So no matter what flavor you end up with, we even have a pineapple vinegar.
So do you just simmer them?
Yeah. Just heat them and reduce them just
and
like you would.
And maybe put another ingredient in if you want to bring it to another level.
Yep,
like
you can.
A little honey or...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That poses a whole other conversation.
Are the recipes that we're working with the oils specifically, are most of them marinades? Or are we putting them in as a flavoring on top? Or is it a marinade? Or is it mixed in?
Good question. You can do both. Some people look at it and say, wow, I can only just pour it on a salad. And that is just not the case. You can marinade with them. You can pour it over the top of a salad. You could brush a piece of meat and grill it. We tell people to look at it as a flavor. It's simply an additional flavor for your food.
Exactly. And, you know, people look at the bottle and go, wow, that's $20. You use a lot less balsamic.
$15.95.
You use a lot less of it than you'd use of a traditional wine vinegar, which is pricier than regular vinegar. Anyway, it's $0.99 a gallon, like apple vinegar.
Right.
I mean, just a little touch will make your food explode. I got crazy the other day. I made some turkey. I found the old Christmas turkey in the freezer.
Oh, boy.
And I needed something quick, so I made the kids some turkey noodle soup. We got like 40 kids. And I didn't really like the... Yeah, it's the olive oil again.
It's a smooth skin.
Right.
Girls just can't resist it. Yeah.
I didn't like the flavor of it, so I put some balsamic in turkey noodle soup. Oh, my gosh.
Probably wonderful.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Just brings it up. It brings it up a notch.
And I don't know what made me think of it. I just get crazy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not allowed to have knives, but it really took it to a nice place. And, you know, we marinate a lot of meat. I like to do my father-in-law's shish kebab recipe, which calls for wine vinegar.
Sure.
I'm going to try one of these on it.
Try the 18-year traditional. It's phenomenal. Hands down, one of our best-selling balsamic vinegars.
Okay, well, he's at my house today. We have a graduation party for my son, Alex.
There you go.
So I'm going to let...
Claim it.
We're going to do shots. That's all there is to it. We're going to do a shot.
Shots of oil?
Yeah.
That'll make a slider out of it. All right, man. Awesome.
Well, listen, Shasta, we sure appreciate you coming down.
Thank you.
And again, the name of your shop is...
Old World Olive Press.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in downtown Rockford?
Downtown Rockford.
It no longer sounds like a medieval torture machine.
Right.
Not at all. And I tell you what, we just touched on the surface of the things you can do with these oils and vinegars. They've got hundreds of recipes down there, very trained staff. Highly recommend this place. You know, the grilling guys are careful about where they throw their endorsements, but this one's great. You got to go there. You're going to find things that you can't find anywhere else in this shop. It's really cool.
Now, do you actually sell olives also?
You know, we do not.
I'm so disappointed.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry to let you know.
Well, maybe we can work on that. Yeah.
Right.
That's actually probably a pretty good market for you because you've got just a really cute little community there with some nice restaurants. We love going up to the old mill, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It's I think it's an Arnie's establishment.
It's Arnie's, right.
And of course, there's Sam's joint there, which makes a pretty decent ribs.
Reds.
We can find you on the web too, right?
Sure.
At the oldworldolivepress.com if you want to check some of this stuff out. All their products are there and the pricing. This stuff is very reasonable because it comes in like a pint bottle.
Yeah, 375 milliliter.
Yeah, 375 milliliter. And for $15 to $17.95 a bottle, this will last a long time. You don't use a lot of this, you just use a little.
Right.
It's a real value, and boy, the flavors you get are fantastic. Well, Shasta, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, great. Awesome. Hey, we're on the live line right now with our favorite cowboy from Topeka, Kansas, calling in all the way from Oregon, Rob Russell. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for calling us in, bud.
What's going on?
That's
the opposite end of the world from you.
Yeah, I know. You were just recently in Joplin, Missouri, I hear.
Yeah, I was there Saturday and cooking a grand opening for a brand new barbecue store there, Steve's Fireplace. Cooked there all day long, left there about 5, and takes about 3 hours to get home. And I got home, and there's like 3 tornadoes around the house there, and everybody's freaking out.
In Topeka.
Then in Topeka, there was 3 tornadoes. There were 2 twin tornadoes right by our deer hunting spot. They were just paired up, just crazy.
And is my ladder stand still there?
Yeah, they didn't ever come all the way down to the ground. They just kind of came about halfway down and just kind of floated along. But Topeka's good, no tornado damage there. But my good friend Jamie down at Steve's Fireplace in Joplin, man, they just got hammered by a big one. It was like a mile wide, and it just destroyed a third of the town.
Yeah.
They're in a mess.
Yeah, I was watching that. It's awful. Our
hearts like 100, and prayers. Up to 120 people are dead now.
And that number's going to rise. You just know it.
Yeah, well, they still have like 1,500 missing, so...
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're...
Keep those people in your prayers.
Yeah, well, keep all those people in our prayers, and anything we can do to help them out, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, go to the Red Cross. What you got for a recipe for us today, Rob?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit of cowboy beans. You guys remember old Leon, my neighbor. He's a cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Got this... I got that recipe from Leon, actually. And he's a true cowboy. When they go out and they run cattle, I mean, they get on their horses and they're gone 5 or 6 days. And this is one of the things they cook, because they can cook on a campfire. They can just throw some wood down, light it on fire. And the best way I've ever eaten the cowboy beans is in a Dutch oven, which, you know, don't let the word Dutch oven scare you. It's just a cast iron pot, and it's really makes the flavor profile just tremendous on those beans.
I'm making this right now at home, and I'm using that brisket that's on my big chuck wagon. Any pointers for throwing brisket into a bean recipe?
Oh, you know what? Your brisket's probably already cooked really nice. Just cut it up, you know, cut it up where it's eatable pieces, and when you cook it in that beans, it's going to make that bean, just that bean recipe. And it's really designed to be a whole meal. It's not a bean recipe. I mean, like when we put the ground beef in it, it's a whole meal. You'd really be surprised at how filling it is and how flavorful it is, especially when you put that pineapple juice in. It gives it a flavor that you can't really identify, but it's different, and you know it. But that'd be great. You could use the same recipe with pulled pork if you wanted to, but it's designed to be a full meal. And if you sit down to bowl that, and you're done. You're not looking for a steak or anything else.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Now, we'll have that recipe on thegrillingguys.com. We've actually put it up before. We'll resurrect it from deep in the bowels of the site and bring it to the front page so y'all can try that. But it's worth a look, man. It's Memorial Day weekend. That's something that you can get cooking. You can leave it on the heat, on the low, and as people are hungry, they can come by and grab a little bowl of that, and it's fantastic. I've had it many times. It's really good.
Now, I've also got a bunch of brisket, so I got some pinto beans. I was thinking of doing some pinto bean side of that. Would I want to change anything about this for pintos?
No, I don't think so. Just make sure you rinse them really good. That's what I always do. Drain all the sauce out of them, rinse them really good. Sometimes they say that you need to soak those pinto beans, you know, for a day, and that's not a bad idea. But other than that, I wouldn't change anything. I'd just go after it. I'd use that Memphis rub, you know, that Three Little Pigs Memphis rub, and give it a nice, restore that nice beefy flavor.
Well, thanks a lot, Rob. We have to cut short right now. We're out of time for this segment, but we appreciate you calling us in.
I'll see you boys in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. I'll see you up in Greenville and when you come up for Michigan for our classes. So that's great. Right. Thank you.
Well, good luck. Have fun with the recipe.
Okay. That was Rob.
All right. See ya.
All right. That was Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue out of Kansas City, the maker of The Good One and Three Little Pigs. And he is coming into Michigan the 14th and 15th. He and I are doing two classes, one's in Williamston, one's in Greenville. Hit our page, thegrillingguys.com. We live there 24/7, so hit us anytime there. You can email us on that site. If you want to sign up for one of those classes, I highly recommend it. We are the Grilling Guys. We're coming back, and we're talking with Big Paulie from out east. So, yo, Big Paulie, hang on.